Welcome to today's market report. Investor sentiment has been boosted globally by continued support from central banks and an improving growth outlook. The International Monetary Fund raised its 2021 global growth forecast late Tuesday to 6%, up from 5.5% less than 3 months ago, citing unprecedented public spending, primarily by the United States. It revised up its forecast for UK growth by 0.8 percentage point to over 5%. The outlook for continental Europe is less impressive. Germany, the largest country in the European Union, is only seen growing 3.6% this year, according to the IMF, with its economy having faced different waves of infections and subsequent lockdowns. Additionally, there are concerns about the latest initiative by Eurosceptic Germans to stop Germany putting its financial firepower behind the EU's 750 billion euro recovery plan. There was some good news regarding the virus, with the UK to begin rolling out the Moderna vaccine later on Wednesday, around 2 weeks earlier than expected. This will become the third approved vaccine to be offered in Britain and comes at an opportune time, with the European Medicines Agency likely to confirm later in the day a link between AstraZeneca's vaccine and potentially dangerous blood clotting reactions. The GBP/USD pair extended the previous day's sharp retracement slide from over 2 week tops and witnessed some follow-through selling for the second consecutive session on Wednesday. A sustained break below the 138 mark, which coincided with the 200-hour SMA, was seen as a key trigger for intraday bearish traders. The downward momentum dragged the GBP/USD pair to four-day lows around 137.70 region, which marks a near two-week-old ascending trendline support. Meanwhile, technical indicators on hourly chart has been gaining negative momentum and just started entering the bearish territory on the daily chart. The setup supports prospects for an extension of the ongoing bearish trend amid a modest pickup in the US dollar demand. A convincing break below the ascending trendline support will reaffirm the bearish bias and turn the GBP/USD pair vulnerable to fall further towards the 137 mark. Some follow-through selling should have paved the way for a slide to retest multi-week lows around 136.70 region. On the flip side, any meaningful recovery back above the 138 mark might now be seen as an opportunity to initiate fresh bearish positions. The single currency euro keeps the bid tone unchanged so far this week and pushed the euro dollar to the area of fresh tops in the 118.85 to 118.90 band on Wednesday. While the US dollar edged higher but remained near two-week lows after bond yields fell sharply despite further signs of strong US economic growth, the dollar index was up 0.1% at 92.39. Dollar yen was up 0.1% at 109.78. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.